I'm Ryan Muncy, and these are the Better Human Project Takeaways. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this Takeaways episode of the Better Human Project. Today, we're talking about Tony Blauer's interview. This is episode number 111. So if this is your first time listening to a Takeaways episode, this is basically the podcast version of Too Long Didn't Read. So if you have an attention span of a gnat like I do, or if you just don't have time for the full interview, you should make time. But either way, we got you covered. Here's the TLDR Takeaways. The biggest lessons and principles from each of our amazing guests and their full-length interview. Again, this one is episode 111 with Tony Blauer. We'll have a link to the full interview in the show notes that you should go listen to. First takeaway, and this is how we actually start the podcast. Tony has this really beautiful saying, "Be careful what you practice. You might get good at the wrong thing." I love this one. It has a lot of layers. There's a lot going on here. First and foremost, Tony is alluding to the process of neurological wiring. Our brains always default to the patterns they most trust. I'll say that again. Our brains always default to the patterns they most trust. So that's basically the layman's terms of the science behind one of the Navy SEAL's favorite sayings: we don't rise to our level of expectation. We fall to our level of training. You may have heard me say this before: muscles do not have the capacity for memory. So the term muscle memory is like nails on the chalkboard to me, to Tony as well. But that is how most people think of the phenomenon that we're discussing here, right? And what's really happening, since muscles don't have that capacity for memory, is neurological wiring. Neurons that fire together, wire together. The more we wire those patterns, the more ingrained it becomes. It's sort of like walking through the grass until we create a visible trail. The more we use that path, the more that trail becomes a walkway and then a full-blown highway. So that's a really brief Cliff Notes version of how neurological wiring works. And again, anything that could be categorized as, air quotes, muscle memory is really neurological wiring. That goes for physical movements like punches, golf swings, or tennis serves, but it also goes for behavioral patterns like binge eating, alcohol as a coping mechanism, and pretty much everything else. So that is the reason for Tony's warning: be careful what we wire into our default settings. Right. The second aspect of this takeaway is the unconscious bias that it reveals. In Tony's example in the podcast, his choice of an armbar at that particular time is a move that in that scenario gave him short-term success, but it ultimately set him up for failure in that personal safety scenario. He chose the armbar in that moment because it is something that he had been training over and over and over again, and it was something that he had kind of fallen in love with. But in the scenario, he lost sight of the bigger picture, which was to survive an encounter with six guys, not disarm the one guy immediately in front of him. Now, he did accomplish step one, but he failed step two through five because of the way he accomplished step one. And that brings into the final aspect of the conversation, the focus fixation paradox. By definition, anytime we focus on one thing, we narrow that field of vision. And that's going to increase the amount of area that is outside of our view, the blind spots, right? So as I always like to say, things exist on a spectrum. We should work to be less binary in our thought. So if we put generalist and specialist on opposite ends of a spectrum, the more specialized we get, right, the more we move to one end of that spectrum, the narrower our scope. On the opposite end of that spectrum, the more generalized we get, the wider our scope, but it's also shallower, right? So the question has to become, what is right for us? What is best for the application that is in front of us? It is always about nuance, goal, context, being less binary. So again, bringing it all the way back to the top, that takeaway is, be careful what you practice. You might get really good at the wrong thing. Second takeaway, we need to dispel this concept of no fear. I love that one of Tony's rules with his fighters that he works with and trains is that they are not only encouraged, but even at times required to openly share their feelings, especially their concerns and nervousness and fears. It's about knowing, K-N-O-W-I-N-G, fear, yet choosing courage. Nobody is fearless. When you think about Navy SEALs or Marines kicking in doors, going on missions, they will be the first to tell you that it's not an absence of fear. They are very respectful of what could happen. There is fear there. The best fighters in the world have fear and nervousness on fight days, but they choose courage. And that's why we need to dispel this myth of no fear, because when the average person experiences fear, they think, oh, well, what's wrong with me? Why can't I be fearless like this person or these people, right? But if we can dispel that myth and start to openly talk about the fact that, hey, these people that we put up on a pedestal, these people that we think of as high achievers or high performers, they're experiencing fear also. They're just not letting it drive their decisions, right? That's the whole thing behind my book title, Fuck Your Feelings, right? It's there, but I'm not going to let that be the driver of my decisions, right? Successful people, high achievers, choose courage, not fear, right? Another important point along this line is that both of those are contagious. Fear is contagious. Courage is contagious. Choose wisely. The third really big takeaway from Tony, and I probably could have come up with five or six takeaways, but I think these three are just beautiful and powerful. This third one is self-awareness is our superpower. Self-awareness was also a really big part of the conversation with Hassan in episode 108, where we talked about emotional intelligence and developing leaders and organizations. It may seem odd that the same topic or characteristic would be so heavily favored by an emotional intelligence teacher and a personal safety expert, but it's no coincidence at all. Awareness is the key to making better choices or choices that better serve us, our goals, our values, and the people around us, whether that's family, team, organization. So whether we're trying to lead ourselves, lead others, or simply, you know, survive acute adversity or violence, awareness is our superpower. Cultivate it and watch yourself grow and thrive. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Takeaways. Running through those one more time. Be careful what you practice. You might get good at the wrong thing. Second one, dispel the concept of no fear, right? We all experience fear, but we want to choose courage instead. And number three, self-awareness is a superpower. That's it. Thanks a lot for listening. If you want to catch the full episode with Coach Blauer, it is episode 111 on the BHP. Link is in the show notes. We'll catch you next time.